Now, the Iraqi prime minister has condemned the ISIL terrorist group for forcing the country's large Christian community into fleeing areas under militant control. Now, Nouri al-Maliki said in a statement that such actions by the ISIL reveal, quote, the criminal and terrorist nature of this group. He says the actions expose the true identity of the Takfiri group. The statement followed an ISIL ultimatum for Christians in Mosul, which forced them to leave the northern city. The religious minority fled the city to areas under the control of the neighboring Kurdistan regional government. Last week, the ISIL told Mosul Christians either to convert or leave the city or face death. The militant group took over large swathes of Iraq's north during a sweeping offensive last month. Joining us now is Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Ohio. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, as one of the fleeing Christian leaders in Mosul said, this is going to be the first time that Mosul would be without a Christian community. How do you interpret ISIL's actions there?
Well, this is a 2,000-year-old Christian community, nearly 500,000 members here in Ohio and in Michigan. There are over 300,000 Chaldean Christians that had settled here from that region. We're very suspicious of the motives here of the ISIS, and as President Maliki has pointed out, there's something very strange about their affiliations. They seem to be dedicated to smearing Islam toward practicing forms of religion that haven't been seen for 1,000 years. They're clearly, as we see them here, an organ of intelligence agencies. They're almost a theatrical organization. They're very much involved only in serving, we believe, masters from Tel Aviv, the CIA, and elsewhere, who are following a very, very dark agenda.
Well, can you expand a bit more on that, Mr. Duff? What does the CIA, America, or even Tel Aviv have to gain from an Iraq which is unstable, in control of Takfiri terrorist elements who kill indiscriminately civilians, women, children, people of other faith, people who don't agree with them?
Well, you know, it's very much the Iraq that the U.S. tried to establish when they invaded after 9/11. Iraq that is being built, the actions of ISIS, are essentially they're fighting the enemies of Israel. They're there to build a bastion for attacking Iran, and that's very much what was being done all during the Bush administration. They're putting it back to life. They're looking to exploit differences between the Sunni and Shia communities. They're fighting Israel's enemies. Now, this is a group that said they were going to support Hamas. This is a group that was going to defend Gaza. And we see them terrorizing Christians instead while an Israeli army is killing hundreds across Gaza. And they're not saying a word. I think they've announced very clearly who they are to all of us.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.